Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this 4th of July Wednesday morning. I hope everyone's prepared for a happy and safe celebration of our nation's founding. I have a few tips to help you get through the rest of your summer. With a quick look, we'll start out with a look at our ISU Extension Garden Calendar. A few reminders for the end of June going into early July. A reminder that you can continue to sow seeds of sweet corn and beans for an extended harvest season. Of course, a reminder to always apply sunscreen before working outdoors. And a reminder at the end of June to renovate your June-bearing strawberries after the last harvest. You can go ahead and trim those way back to allow them to recover and get some new growth on before the end of the year. Reminders going into the first couple weeks in July, remove your suckers at the base of any crab apples or other trees. Remove the canes of summer-bearing red raspberries after the last harvest. And now is a great time to start visiting local farmers markets as well. One of the other reminders on our garden calendar talks about watering plants, and with all the hot, windy weather we've been having lately, watering plants is an excellent topic that we're going to talk a little bit more about this week. First of all, there's lots of different questions when you're watering. Primarily, what are you watering? If you're watering plants in containers, there's a few things you may want to take into consideration. First of all, especially in hot weather like we've got right now, plants growing in containers should be checked every single day to determine if they need to be watered. Poking your finger down to about an inch or 2 inches below the soil surface will let you know if the moisture is still there or if the plant is too dry and needs to be watered. Watering frequency of your potted plants can vary from once or twice a day to once or twice a week. Now, the smaller the container, probably the more frequently you're going to have to water it. Obviously, with the smaller amount of soil, it's going to dry out more quickly. And the larger the container, the less frequently you'll have to water. And of course, the hotter and the windier it is, the more frequently you're going to have to water. So your small containers with this hot, windy weather, you may need to be watering those daily or even a couple times a day. Where if you've got the large container, once our weather cools down, once or twice a week should do it for you. When you're watering your plants, how much water do you give them? Well, you want to make sure that you apply water until the water begins to run out the drainage holes in the bottom of the container. If you don't have drainage holes in the bottom of your container, consider repotting. Certainly, one of the worst things you can do for plants sitting in a container is to let those roots sit in moisture. It'll cause very negative conditions in the soil and possibly kill your plants. You also want to make sure that you don't overwater, but you also don't want to underwater. Do not allow the potting soil to dry out completely in the pot. It may pull away from the side of the container, and once it pulls away from the side of the container, all of the moisture that you apply to the potting soil will just run around the outside and straight out the hole in the bottom and not get back up into the potting soil mixture and therefore not get to the plant. If you've got flower and vegetable gardens you're wondering about watering, flower, vegetable, and fruits usually perform best when they receive an inch to an inch and a half of water every week. Now, this is total water, whether that's from rain or irrigation. Not that we've had too much rain lately, but if you've had a heavy storm come through and you think you got about an inch of rain, you may not have to do much watering that specific week. With these, you don't want to do small amounts frequently. You want to do a deep watering once a week. Once again, you want to let the soil dry out a little bit and then give it a deep watering because that will enable the roots to grow deeper. It'll encourage them to grow deeper and look for that moisture. So a deep watering about an inch a week for your flower and vegetable gardens. Now, what about your lawn? Again, an inch and a half to water per week is pretty adequate for lawns. And again, you want to water this in a single application or maybe two applications, so maybe twice a week, but give it a pretty good amount of water at one shot. Again, just a tiny sprinkling of water every day won't do your lawn much good. It'll encourage very shallow root growth, so if water is missed for only a day or two, it'll start to die back because the roots are that shallow and they're used to receiving daily water. Again, the frequent light applications will promote very shallow rooting, and it'll also make your lawn more susceptible to pest problems. If you're not sure how much water your sprinkler is throwing out, Place a couple of rain gauges within the spray pattern to give yourself a good idea of how much, on average, your lawn is getting from your sprinklers. And finally, when should you water your garden and your lawn? If you're irrigating with a sprinkler with your lawn, you want to go early morning, about 6 to 9 a.m. would be the best time to water. A morning application will allow the water to soak more deeply into the soil, and it'll also allow the plant foliage to dry more fully once it gets a little hotter and drier in the middle of the day. Watering at midday, the evaporation will take a lot of the water away. There's also usually stronger winds in the midday, so your water may not reach its intended target. The other thing you want to consider is watering with a sprinkler at night may increase disease problems, as leaves may not have time to dry completely before going into the evening hours. If you are watering in your fruit, vegetable, or flower gardens, another great option is to do some sort of drip irrigation, soaker hoses, or just use a watering can and water the base of the plants. As long as you're not getting the foliage wet, it's fine to water in the evening hours, as you don't have to worry about it drying and harboring diseases. For Cass County Extension, I'm Kate Olson. Till next time.